You've been listening to Culture Rich Conversations, produced by the Black Awareness Association of Juneau. I'm Rhonda McBride, here to round out the hour with your weekend weather outlook. It looks like we have a system of weather fronts that are pretty typical for spring. They bring a lot of moisture. I just talked with Caleb Cravens, a meteorologist who is assigned to the Juneau Weather Service office, and he just got back from a vacation from Sparta, Tennessee, where he grew up, and of course he got a dose of friends and family there, as well as plenty of sunshine, and that is a good thing since it will have to tide him over for quite some time. The weather pattern that we're heading into seems pretty typical for this time of the year, rocking back between rain and snow. And as time progresses, as we head towards summer, we wind up with more rain and then eventually the snow goes away. Is that pretty much what's on order this weekend?
That's right. This season so far, and particularly we're seeing it this week, nothing out of the normal for the Panhandle. We're seeing lots of rain, and we are seeing, consecutive systems go into the Gulf of Alaska, and in return, they're pushing, these frontal bands onshore, and they're providing just these rain showers. And then with this time of year, our temperatures are, always trying to hover around freezing, so we see that snow mixing in a ton. So you're definitely right. This is classic Southeast Alaska weather
for this time of the year. Now, one of the things that I thought was interesting this week is we have a feature on Juneau Afternoon called Garden Talk, hosted by Ed Byarski, a master gardener. And he actually told people that they could start planting certain kinds of seeds like spinach and kale, and it won't matter because they won't sprout if it snows, and it's likely to snow again. And I guess the perennial question this time of the year is, are we done with winter yet?
Well, that's the thing. It's not uncommon for us to get snow in March. I actually was just taking a look back, looking back at the history, and Juneau has a record for today of 9.6 inches of snow, and that was back in 94. But March, it has been known to be a snowy month at times. So I would say that we may not get any more snow for the year. But I will say, looking at the forecast ahead, we are looking a little warmer and looking like rainfall, really. So
this system of multiple fronts that we have will continually bring wet weather. When do you see us maybe surfacing from that and getting a little bit of clear sky?
Yeah, so looking ahead, unfortunately, I'm not seeing clear signs of, any clear skies in the future. Now, not to say there won't be any breaks here and there, but the type of pattern that we're in, it's just really system after system developing in the Gulf and, pushing this precipitation onshore for us. And that looks to be the case for the next, almost 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess if you've lived around here, you're not surprised, but probably hopeful that we do get a few sunny breaks in there, or hopeful that we get a few breaks of dry weather squeezed in there.
I agree. I've been in Juneau for 3 years now, but I'm from Tennessee, so I miss the sunshine on these long bouts of rainy weather.
Oh, absolutely. And I imagine in Tennessee right now, it's full-blown spring with plants starting to blossom out.
Yeah, it definitely is. I just took a trip back home and it was warm and sunny, so like spring.
Well, at least, we're not scraping ice off our windshields. It seems like the daytime highs are around 40, nighttime lows in the mid-30s. And you think that we'll keep that range of temperatures for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, I think so. Looking at normal for this time of year, our normal temperature range is anywhere from 40 to 27 degrees, and that's our normal fluctuation, and we've been seeing that. We've been staying within that range, and that looks like it's going to continue.
All right. Well, maybe there's some comfort in normalcy. So thank you very much, Caleb Cravens, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.